Liz is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie Cooper.
So what have we got this week, Kevin?
This week we have got The White Crow, directed and starring Ralph Fiennes.
As the title character?
No, as a supporting character, but does... He's the guy that plays Voldemort in Harry Potter.
Is it Ralph Fiennes or Fiennes? I've been pronouncing it wrong my whole life in that case. That's fine. I'm American. We do this all the time. Yeah, continue.
Anyway, no, it stars Oleg Evenko as Rudolf Nureyev, who is a real-life person. He was a dancer in the 1940s, 1950s, and he was part of Soviet Union. And at the time when he goes to Paris, he gets intoxicated by a decadent Western lifestyle and then ends up defecting to the West so he can continue his career as a dancer.
That sounds pretty fun.
It does sound pretty fun.
So another kind of like a bird-based sort of dancing movie, kind of like Black Swan, This is the White Crow. It's kind of like the spiritual successor.
Not quite. With Black Swan, it was revolving around Swan Lake.
Yes.
But in this case, no. It explained at the very beginning of the movie that the White Crow is some kind of symbol for someone who is at the peak of their career. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, the peak dancer or the peak journalist or what so on.
Yeah.
Like, it refers to someone who is, like, one of the best.
Right. Now, my question is, with this kind of movie, is the mood sort of, like, smoky, atmospheric, kind of slow and heavy, or is it a bit, like, kind of frenetic and kind of fast-paced?
A little bit of both.
A little bit of both.
So, for the first, I'd say, maybe two acts of the movie, it is very slow and sort of smoky, as you
drenched
say.
Drenched in sort of beige nostalgia.
Yeah. And lots of lots of period clothing and period cars and so on.
And the sort of graceful elegance of old dance.
And I don't know, it could have been a bit better, these first two acts, because it just feels like nothing really happens. There is no character building. Whatever character building there is for the main character, he goes from being a sort of meek and nice sort of guy, and then suddenly in one scene, he just turns into a massive jerk. And so it just sort of comes out of nowhere, and then that's the sort of characterization that he sticks with for the rest of the movie.
So he just switches?
Yeah, he just sort
Did
of switches.
Did he have like a personality snap?
I don't know.
An aneurysm? What happened?
I don't know, but apparently it was supposed to make sense within the context of the movie, but I don't think that the movie was well written at the very least, you know, when it comes to characterization of the main character, because he comes across as very meek and a little bit shy and then suddenly turns into, you know, an egotistical jerk. So
the dangers of dance.
Yeah, I suppose.
Is it one of those movies, you remember those informationals back in the 80s are like role playing Dungeons and Dragons will, you know, make you into a cultist. This is the danger of dance. It's going to inflate your ego so much it kind of stifles your personality and you become an arrogant jerk.
Or if you do become the White Crow of dancing,
exactly.
Then this will be what happens to you. I don't know. But anyway, the movie also does have some good acting from, you know, the main character and from Ralph Fiennes, who has the main sort of supporting role. But Ralph as the director, as I said, not that great.
So he acts and directs?
Yes.
Okay.
So essentially what happened was he wanted to make this movie, and when Hollywood said, well, we need a name star, we need someone famous, and he couldn't really think of anyone else, he just went, screw it, I'll take this role by myself.
I gave my nose in service of cinema. Why would I not now give my dancing body?
But he actually does really well in the movie because he speaks Russian the whole time.
Oh.
He doesn't speak English.
Okay. Is the whole movie in Russian or is it just him?
A majority of the movie is in Russian.
Oh, cool.
And during the Paris scenes, it's in French.
Okay.
And a little bit of English thrown
in.
So
it's like a period drama kind of thing, but then it's sort of about dance. So what you're saying here is what it sounds like is the plot is kind of incoherent.
It's a little bit incoherent. Yeah. There is no sort of clear sort of beginning to at least the end of the second act.
And the mood's a bit confused.
Yeah, it's a bit confused. Okay. But the third act, I have to admit, was great stuff.
Okay.
I know it's based on a real life person, but I don't really want to spoil it here.
Yeah.
But the final act I thought was great, and I thought that if Ralph Fiennes, as you know, the director, kept up that sort of mood that he had in the final act with of more intrigue and more thriller, you know, of more political stuff, then I would have enjoyed it a lot more. But for most of the movie, it's just guys wandering around.
So maybe give this one a miss in the cinemas, and when you watch it at home, skip ahead to the 1.5 hour mark for that great third act.
Well, I mean, I suppose you need a... if only movies work that way. But
I only want the good parts.
But I would say it's best described the way the main character is described in the movie, which is that it's clumsy and not that graceful, but it sort of pulls itself all together by the very end.
Okay. So, you know, not the best, but I guess if you want some of that old-time romance, maybe maybe give it a look.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Kevin.
No worries.
As always. Here on 2SER is Kevin Suarez doing the regular movie slot, telling us about what is good.